Yeah, it's been very frustrating because you look at like the San Francisco game. That's about as good a drive as you'll ever have, and then to come up with field goals is very, very frustrating. And last week we drove right down and through the interception in the end zone. So we've put ourselves in position, but that's only part of the responsibility. Once you put yourself in position, you got to finish it, and we haven't been doing that. And in the Philly game, of course, we had a couple major drops that would have set us up right away. So I'm pleased with some of the movement we've had, but there's no question it's all about finishing it in the end zone.
I was going to say, this is a game you can't afford not to finish.
You got to be perfect. I mean, you got to be, not perfect, but I mean, you've got to play as close to your best as you can to have a chance. It's obvious that they're very good. They're undefeated, so defending champs. So they're a terrific team to have a chance. You got to be at your best.
Do you expect Ahmad back this week? Or?
You're always hopeful. He was trying to practice. I think he feels like his goal is to play, but he hasn't practiced yet. So until he gets a full practice in, I think we're all kind of taking a wait and see posture.
What if Manningham isn't able to go? How does that hurt you guys?
Well, he hasn't gone for a while, so we've been playing pretty well. I mean, you always would like to have your full arsenal of players, but you lose a guy who can, has some speed and has made some big plays for us in the past and has made some big plays against this team. So you'd love to have him, but he hasn't been around for a while and he didn't practice today, so we'll just wait and see.
What is it about? It seems like defensively they give up a reasonable number of big plays. What is it about the approach or the game plan as from an offensive standpoint that changes when you're going against a team that seems prone, I guess, to that kind of thing happening?
I see a terrific, terrific defense. They got phenomenal speed, and they got obviously some terrific pass rushers and what have you. I think sometimes with what it looks like, which occasionally happens on both sides of the ball with terrific players,
yeah.
Sometimes they'll take chances that maybe they shouldn't have played, and they'll make – these guys make some – if you throw them the ball, they catch it. They don't drop it. They catch it, and they return it. So I have a feeling they're always trying to make big plays, and sometimes some people have been fortunate enough to make some plays against them. But I know that you look at them, you just say they're about as talented as you're going to face. They're a very, very good defensive football team. They got a terrific three technique. They got terrific outside pass rushers. Their corners can run like crazy. When you move Woodson inside, he's a prolific and very effective blitzer. So they're good. They're very good, but hopefully we can make some plays against them.
Have you seen enough from Eli this year to make you, less concerned about interceptions when you're facing a team that, like you just say, is very quick to sort of jump the route maybe and look for that interception, that big play?
You obviously don't know my personality. I've never been not worried about everything going into any game. So, he's been excellent. He's done a great job for us, and I think he's been very – very conscientious in terms of not trying to take chances, needless chances, recognizing the ceiling of a play. There's no sense in me trying to probe a little bit further on this play. Let me throw the ball away. Let me take a sack, whatever. So he's been very good with that. What bothers me is their ability is that, you see a deflection and say, the guy's got it. Their corner's jumping and taking a chance. And they're because they have some guys that are willing to gamble, take chances, almost – trade off a big play for a big play. Even when you're doing it right, sometimes you get surprised by some of the reactions of the defense, and they are making a lot of big plays defensively. And as you've said, they've sometimes given up some plays, but they turn around and bite you, in the wherever. I won't go anywhere specifics, but and we just can't afford that to happen to have a chance. We can't let it happen.